Banff. As fired-up fans roared from the bleachers in a close game that was decided in the final seconds, the showdown between Banff and Canmore senior girls basketball players and a visiting German club had nothing less than a Game 7 vibe. Phillies, a high school-aged basketball club from Marburg, Germany, stopped in town during their cross-country journey and played two friendly exhibition games Monday, February 5, at Banff Community High School. The first of the doubleheader saw the Phillies boys beat the maple syrup out of Banff's senior team 102-52. However, the girls stole the show, with an extremely competitive and fiery atmosphere that ended 49-45 in favor of the visiting team. "It got intense at the end, but we kind of tuned things out and did our own thing," said Maya Daniel, Banff's senior girls' main three-point threat. Daniel scored a team-high 13 points, including four threes. Phillies sharpshooter Mila Spat scored a game-high 15 points. Playoff-esque atmosphere tonight in Banff when senior girls from hashtag Banff and hashtag Canmore took on the Phillies girls of Marburg, Germany in an exhibition basketball game. Phillies won 49-45 in a very competitive matchup. Video. Canmore Sloane Donnelly scores a bucket. pic.twitter.com/mccaked c. Jordan Small, at Jordy Small, February 6, 2024. Due to some players out from injuries, the Limping Bears enlisted the help of some Wolverines from Canmore Collegiate High School against the 14-deep Phillies roster. Despite not practicing together, the Bow Valley girls jumped out to a quick 9-0 lead in the first. However, Phillies closed the quarter out on a 12-6 run. After dispatching the Bears, the Phillies boys started filing onto the bleachers and immediately got into the closely contested game, with lively chants for their peers and heckles for the local girls. "The little taunts in the crowd was, like, it was kind of crazy but it felt nice," Daniel said with a laugh. The local squad led by three at half, but Phillies had a big third quarter, outscoring the local ballers 19-7 to take their first lead. Down but not out, the local girls went on a 9-0 run midway through the final frame to take a one-point lead. Led by back-to-back steals and buckets from the speedy Stella Geistman and a triple from Daniel that went off the backboard and in, the Bears were game to go blow for blow with Phillies. Tied at 45 with 2:30 minutes left, free throw shooting factored in against the Bow Valley girls, who shot 1-for-8 at the charity stripe in crunch time. In the final 60 seconds and down by two, the Bears had two opportunities to tie or go up, but couldn't connect on the money ball. Their best chance to take the lead came on an inbound play when Daniel passed it in and got it back for an open look beyond the arc, right in front of the rowdy Phillies boys in the stands. "We got exactly the shot we wanted, but we just missed," said Mark Geistman, Banff's head coach. "I told Maya, you're not Steph Curry just yet. I'm asking you to take a three, under pressure, with like 25 German boys screaming in your ear. The chances of it going in were small, but we ran the play perfectly. If it was in, we would have been up by one and then it would have been a different outcome, most likely." Coach Geistman said the tough game was exactly what the team needed at this point of the season, as they look toward zones next month, teaching them to deal with pressure. "To be able to compete with this team and take it to the last possession, that's what you dream of as a coach. It's just so much fun with that atmosphere," said Geistman. "They'll never forget this game." Senior girls from hashtag Banff and hashtag Canmore High Schools get a photo with the Phillies girls of Marburg, Germany, after an exhibition basketball game on Monday. Phillies won 49-45. pic.twitter.com/qtd3if3eo. Jordan Small, at Jordy Small, February 6, 2024. Jenny Unger, coach of Phillies boys team and one of the trip organizers, said the club planned their Canadian trip for more than a year, with tournament action in Calgary and Edmonton, before ending it in Toronto to watch the Raptors. Raptors point guard Dennis Schroeder is German and recently led the national team to their first World Cup title at the 2023 FIBA Basketball World Cup. "We're here to enjoy some Canadian life and thought it would be a good idea to make an exhibition game, and we've been in Banff before with other teams," said Unger. It's not only about the competition, it's about playing and having fun.